This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following program is a copyrighted presentation. And now, Radio Law Talk with your host, Frederick Penny, Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and Chris Rodriguez.
No, he's not here anymore. We booted him. That's okay. We booted him out. That's good, though.
Now, well, the count needs to boot this audio.
I know. Oh, I love that. I like that. That was a good one, though. That was Chris Rodriguez, who was a host how long ago?
Four or five years ago. Five years ago.
Well, I'm Frederick Penny, your host, hour two of Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and Chris is our producer. Usually Cal's behind the board over there, but Chris is taking his place, and appreciate Chris being here. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. That is 855-529-7234 if you want to call in. Remember, seek local counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. We had a wonderful discussion, hour one, which you can go listen to at radiolawtalk.com. We have our podcast, and actually it's podcasted throughout. You know, we're on Apple, Spotify, Google, all the main podcast platforms. You can pull us up and listen to us live. Not live, I mean recorded from this live show that we do every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time. Here's the situation. We've been talking about Johnny Depp Amber Heard case all the way through hour one, and we got to continue at hour two because it's now time to talk about Johnny Depp and some things that he had said or has done that is not helping his case. Because we talk about Amber Heard. Sorry, Amber, we're not trying to be, you know, lean one way, because we argue both sides, and it just happened to end hour one on Amber Heard. By the way, if you go to the last thing that was heard before the weekend in the trial that defense counsel cross-examined Johnny Heard on, it was pretty damning to Johnny Heard. It didn't make him look good. Damning like the dam. Yeah.
Well,
like,
I mean Johnny Depp.
Yeah, he called it Johnny Heard.
Johnny Heard, Johnny Depp. So, hey, that's that's a Freudian slip.
You know what Johnny Heard?
But what Johnny Depp had said, and it's funny how defense counsel on cross-examine, you know, they saw it getting close to five, and we're going to drop this bomb, and I guess we're out of time. We gotta stop for the weekend, don't we, Your Honor? Oh yeah, let's stop. That's a good place to stop. And they do that. That's what lawyers do to try to make sure that they listen as they are, or they think about it as they're sitting there over the weekend. So we're gonna continue to talk about some things that are not looking good on Johnny Depp's side, and then we're gonna talk a little bit about, what the heck we think is gonna happen. We can't predict it. We're not gonna predict it. But some possible scenarios is what we're going to discuss. But the reason people come here is one thing only, and that's for Chris, our new producer today, to do a case or no case. So do you know how to roll the case or no case?
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
I sure do. All right, and now case or no case. Taking you straight to prison, Nikki Peterson was the unit administrator at the Community Correction Center in Lincoln, Nebraska. She liked, and I mean really liked, some of the male inmates. She resigned after being accused of...
He's emphasizing stuff.
Well, she resigned after being accused of unauthorized communications with an inmate and sex abuse of an inmate. And her arrest came just 4 months after Sarah Torsiello's arrest. Torsiello was the assistant warden at the new reception and treatment center in Lincoln Correctional Center, who also really, really liked some of the inmates. It is alleged that she kissed and groped an inmate who's serving a life sentence. The cases are not connected, but show a trend. The inmates all have lawyers, and now Nikki and Sarah do as well. They were arrested either for unauthorized communications with an inmate or smuggling drugs. So were 11 others. Nationally, women correctional officers are more likely to be arrested for this or be engaged in this activity just because of the female-male relationship, and there's so many more male inmates. The employees were stunned because they said the state of Nebraska never trained them about boundaries on inmate relationships, so their lawyers asked if they all had thought about a case against the state of Nebraska and an interesting defense for it. So they wondered if they had a case or no case.
Ooh, me first. Me first on this one. That was a good one. Todd's laughing, so I don't know. There's so much in there that we could laugh about.
Me, but. Me first on this one. Direct quote from one of the inmates.
Oh, stop.
Oh, my gosh.
Todd. Denise isn't laughing. I'm going to stop laughing right now. So we have a situation in Nebraska where these ladies are having inappropriate relations, and not just that, but you know, smuggling drugs in apparently, or getting drugs in.
Did you say ladies?
Well, wasn't it women?
Yeah.
Well, correctional officers.
It's a difference between women and a lady. But go on.
What's the difference? I don't know. Maybe I'm not. I'm not correct.
It just doesn't sound very like very ladylike behavior. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Maybe it is. Who knows? But anyway, law, it depends if they win the case. The issue is, so they get fired, right? And now they've got criminal action going against them. And so Chris is saying, look, their lawyers might say, you were not trained properly to know whether you should or shouldn't do this. Therefore, maybe we should bring a lawsuit against the correctional facility for firing us and trying to prosecute us. That's a great scenario. It's not a case. It's something Cal thought about while he was on the bathroom toilet reading a book or something. And so knowing Cal's personality, I'm saying that is not a case. But pretty interesting.
Oh. Okay.
I keep thinking, how does this come up? Well, you were fired because you had intimate relations with the inmates.
Well, nobody ever told me I couldn't.
Nobody ever trained me on how to stay away from doing that. You know, I would imagine that if this were a case, the response from those being sued for failure to train would raise the, there are some things in life that are so blatantly obvious that, I mean, that's like saying you didn't tell me I actually had to breathe to survive. There was no training on that. So, I think everything was a case right up until this purported, well, let's see if we can nail the state for not training us to not engage in sexual activity with inmates. That's where it jumped the shark for me. Interesting phrase. Bonus points if anyone understands it. Yeah, interesting scenario. No
happy
case.
Days.
Happy days, yes. And how it relates to the television industry. But we'll cover that in a moment. But yes, no case.
Okay, so we got two no cases so far. Denise, what say you?
Cal was watching the documentary on that correctional officer that had the relationship with the two prison inmates that she helped to escape. And Cal's like, huh, what would be her defense at trial? Huh. So Cal came up with this idea. So I'm.
Did he say hey, huh, twice or three times?
Well, you might have said, ugh. I'm not exactly sure. I don't think it's the case either, so I'm going to join my brethren. No case.
Ooh, no matter. So this is, just so you know, Chris, we do give Cal points if he stumps the panel, so you could stump the panel, Chris.
Oh, I might get a point for Cal?
Well, you might, but
I'll be very excited.
I don't know that you would, but anyway. When we come back, we're going to find out about case or no case, whether or not Cal made this all up, and whether or not the officers working and or staff working at a correctional institute know what they're not supposed to do. We'll be back after this.
Laptop contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quick, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711-9218.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
So we're back with Case or No Case. Chris, do a very brief overview again, and then I'll tell you what the answer is.
Okay, very brief overview. A few female corrections officers at a prison in Lincoln, Nebraska were fired for, Inappropriate relationships with the inmates and possibly smuggling in drugs, and they were fired, and they are attempting to sue based on they were not trained to not do that stuff.
Okay, good.
And so, case or no case.
All right, well, this is what we think. So all three of us, Denise, Todd, and I, think it's probably a scenario of something else that was going on, but not a case. It was made up by our producer, Cal Hunter, made these case or no cases in advance, and Chris brought them with him. And so we all say no case. What do you say, Chris?
I say...
Yes, Cal.
You guys are all right.
Awesome.
No case.
That's Cal just thinking about it. That's kind of a little demented thinking about that. I wonder what's going on in his mind.
Well, he says they had been trained and were just looking for an easy way out of going to jail as inmates themselves.
So it's a scenario. It's actually a scenario.
Yeah, they did or they will be charged and face criminal charges.
Yeah, we all did it, right? We all said no case.
Well, I said scenario.
Yeah, we said no case. So, all points for us, good one. No points for you, Cal.
So, you know, going back to Depp, there was one evidence that came in, a piece of evidence that came in that I thought was really interesting, and that was the therapist. So the videotape deposition of the therapist from L.A. was let in full, and you wouldn't know why? Because isn't there a therapist or a patient, doctor-patient privilege that shouldn't have come in? Well, because it was the couple's therapist. And so neither one of them could claim the privilege because they both had been present at the time. And that therapist gave some really insightful type of testimony. She said that that Heard would rather fight with Johnny Depp than to let him get away from her because she had a fear of abandonment, that he would leave her, and that both of the parties had been involved in abusive relationships with, for Heard, it was her father, and for Johnny Depp, it was his mother, and they both had been raised with that type of abuse, and that for Heard, that she felt that if she was disrespected, if she would strike out, then she would gain the respect. And that was from her upbringing. And that that there was a time when she talked to Heard by herself, and Heard had said, I was hit by Johnny, and there was kind of a description and maybe even some bruises that were shown to her by photographic evidence. So that I thought was really interesting, because normally therapists will not be able to testify as a matter of course unless there's some exception to the doctor-patient privilege.
Let's bring one other thing up. We forgot to bring up the first hour also. Now, don't forget, Amber Heard goes, while Johnny Depp, we brought this up, is out of the country and brings a restraining order against him, right? But you have to understand, Johnny Depp nor his lawyers were able to attend this, and that restraining order is usually called, those of you who don't know this, a temporary restraining order. And generally, the courts are going to grant that and then set a time for a full hearing for a restraining order so Johnny Depp and his counsel can be there to refute it.
Yeah, there has to be enough allegations in that request, the temporary restraining order request, that would serve as at least as the basis for a claim against domestic violence. So it's more because there's nothing defending against it. It's just
right.
Basically what is being alleged. Many times there are granted in a temporary form.
And don't forget, temporary restraining order is only one side story. So that's, anyone can kind of go in there and do it, pretty much, and if they lie. You know, of course, there can be in contempt of court, but the restraining order was dropped, isn't that right?
Yes.
So
it never got to be a permanent order, and they settled the case, and the temporary restraining order was dissolved.
So that's why everyone rips on, oh, Johnny had a restraining order against him. No, it was temporary restraining order, and it was what Amber Heard said, and he could not defend himself. Go ahead, Todd.
Well, I was just going to say, but the temporary restraining order is still attendant to this case, because we were talking about over the break, Amber Heard's filed a counterclaim against Johnny Depp. And the counterclaim is centered on a GQ article that Johnny Depp gave after the restraining order issue. And in it, he claimed that Amber Heard perjured herself during the temporary restraining order proceedings by claiming to be the victim of abuse, and also doctored the used makeup to make it look like she had been bruised. That is count two of the counterclaim against Depp for defamation against Heard because of statements he made in that article. So while it was dismissed by everybody, by the courts and dropped.
The temporary restraining order.
The temporary restraining order. The issues surrounding the testimony that was proposed and evidence that was presented prior to the dismissal is now the basis of Heard's claim against Depp for defamation, or defamation, if you will. Okay, that was bad.
Yeah, that was
bad. Chris is flung.
I cast a wide net.
Looking for the
crickets. They can't all blow
in. Crickets or not anything. Just throw anything at that one.
Yeah, there's something interesting.
There you go.
Oh, it made it funny.
if both parties are deemed to have done mutual domestic violence against the other side.
In California.
In California, the judge has the option of not granting either of their requests for domestic violence restraining orders. And if it applied as against children, if there were children involved in that relationship, or there's a code section that says if it's mutual combat and both parties are perpetrators, then there's not a presumption that one or the other should not have custody of children. So it's kind of an interesting thing. Although they did not have children, that wasn't an issue in their case. It's just kind of an interesting subtext, I guess, if you will, in California.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk more, whether you like it or not, it's not killing a dead horse. We got to talk about Johnny Depp's testimony and the cross-examining of Johnny Depp. After that, we're going to talk about Alec Baldwin's latest, the Barry Morphew case. Boy, we've got a lot of things. Mask mandate laws. We're going to hit it all. We'll be back.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash. 100 feet of cloth washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Get on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road and come visit the duck at the
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash. Quick Quack.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New data from the CDC shows COVID-19 was the third leading cause of death in the United States last year. the virus killing 415,000 people in 2021, only behind heart disease with 693,000 deaths and cancer at 605,000 deaths. The number of deaths from the virus increased in 2021 with 60,000 more than the year prior. COVID-19 was also the third leading cause of death in 2020. President Biden is ripping Florida's Republican lawmakers for their decision to dissolve Disney's self-governing district. During a speech at a fundraiser on the West Coast, Biden saying there's nothing conservative about deciding you're going to throw Disney out of its present posture. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you'd like info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O, info@radiolawtalk.com.
So while Johnny Depp is testifying, there is absolutely some critical things going on that doesn't look great on Johnny Depp that the defense counsel is now cross-examining him on. Number one, the first thing that we do note and that we've discussed is Johnny Depp does have a tendency to elaborate too much. In my opinion, as a lawyer, I'm like biting my tongue. Johnny, answer the question and just shut up. You know, but he does elaborate.
How much fear goes through for either of you? How much fear goes through your mind, body, overall sense when you have a witness on the stand and let's say they finish answering the question and before the next question is that brief pause and then the witness says, oh, and another thing. And you're like, no!
I know, it's a nightmare. That's a lawyer's nightmare, right, Denise?
Yeah, I don't do a lot of jury trials, but I had this one jury trial where my client, I asked him a simple question and he took off his glasses and he turned to the jury and he said, as a small businessman, and then he just started to go. And I'm like, shut up
and answer the question. Especially by your own, especially when you ask the question. Yes. and you're trying to like, you're trying to interrupt. But anyway, so that's one thing Johnny's doing is he elaborates quite a bit.
He talks in a manner that it could be, is subject to interpretation.
Yeah, and not just that. I love the fact that it is kind of funny. Everybody, even the jury, was laughing. He got a few of them laughing, and he answered one time. He goes, oh, wait a minute. I think that's objection, because the defense counsel is always objecting to what Johnny Depp's doing. And so Johnny Depp said something to the effect that, yeah, and the answer, he goes, but I think that's hearsay or maybe objectionable. And everybody started laughing.
Hearsay, especially in this case, is the most common objection that you're hearing. Because, right. Look, anytime Johnny Depp starts an answer, the question is asked, and Depp starts to answer, he says, well, so-and-so said... I mean, look, that's like a trigger for hearsay right away. Because if so-and-so said it, and they're not here to say it in court, depending on what was said, that could be an issue. And so it was coming up a lot. There's a meme or a video clip out there where it's just over and over. And finally, at one point in time, before he answers, he just looks over at the attorney like, I know it's coming. Go ahead and object.
Yeah,
so
I thought the funny part was when they showed him a picture of a big, huge bag of marijuana. And his response to that is, yes, that's a lot of marijuana.
That is, you know, as a lawyer, you think you'd be a little bit worried because these are actors and actresses, and they just, you know, they know how to talk and they know how to put it on. And I think the big issue is trying to not allow the jury to think, oh, this is just another act that they're playing, right? So the positive thing about this is neither the lawyers can really argue that because they're both actors and actress.
But as is common with actors, you know, the best actors are the ones that stick to the script, to the screenplay that was given them, and they know how to interpret it. It really starts to get off the rails when actors start to improv. Sometimes it's great, and there are a lot of TV shows out there, but sometimes when the actor's left to their own devices, the performances come up pretty less than noteworthy. I had an experience with my son listening to the Johnny Depp trial. So we're going to school the other day, and Depp was asked by his attorneys on direct examination. The attorney says, to what extent did the abuse that you claim that you suffered from Amber Heard affect your substance abuse? Now, let's see. We get that question. We heard that, and I was at one red light when we heard that, and my son's listening to it. We went down the road. We must have gone on for 3 or 4 miles, and he's not done answering the question. I finally turned to my son. I said, so what do you think of that answer? And he says, sound like you didn't want to answer the question. I have no idea what he said. Because the succinct answer to that question is,
yes.
How did it affect my substance abuse? Well, every time we went on the road, I had to get a separate hotel room because I knew the abuse was going to come. And when it did, I would go to that hotel room and self-medicate with alcohol or some other substance to come down because of the anxiety. That is essentially what he said, but he took about 10 minutes to say it.
Right.
And
defense counsel just let him go.
Just let him go. Because the more you talk, the more it sounds like
the more options you have for him to open the door for other evidence to come in or to say something incriminating or an admission, right? Yeah. One of the allegations that Amber Heard had said, she said the first time that Johnny Depp ever hit her was because she made fun of a tattoo he had on his body. And this tattoo said, Winona Forever. He used to date Winona Ryder. It was a great love of his life, apparently. And this is an example of what Johnny Depp shouldn't say. Well, he said that he had it changed to Wino Forever and took, you know, made
that's
it
much
to
better.
Wino Forever, right? And he said, you know, out of pain comes humor. And I just thought, you know what? That's maybe not a good use of your words here.
That's
because,
interesting.
Yes, exactly.
Well, anyway,
he denies that, by the way.
Yeah, let's some other things that on cross examination of Johnny Depp is some texts that were very, I'm going to say, offensive that he texted to friends, associates about Amber, about. You know, what, locking her up in a... I can't use the words because there's a lot of expletives and we can't do it on live air, live radio, but a lot of expletives and some negative, I'm going to say negative female expletives and talked about her...
About her impending death.
And her sexuality, because
yes.
She's bisexual and he brought stuff up about that. And so that's... And it's funny, it's like, how do you overcome that, right? And what Johnny Depp did, but he went a little too far that I noticed that, and he snuck in there was, I'm not proud of this. But he kept going on. I'm not proud. I did, but I should have. But, you know, but he started to make excuses. He should have just said, because they were going to have him read, yeah, I'm not proud of this. You know?
He should have said, I am not proud of this. This is not me at my best behavior, but I right. did not direct those to Amber herself, right. and I would never have.
Right. No, something like that. Or just, yeah, the fact that I'm not proud of myself for this.
Yeah. I often, like, exaggerate.
Well, he probably was high or medicated or on alcohol.
Angry.
Angry, and he was angry, and that's what he did. But that's the way I would have pursued it, and maybe the lawyers did tell him to, but he didn't do it properly, and you know what? You just move on. What's interesting is the defense lawyer made Johnny read it into the record.
Yeah, that was effective.
That was effective, and Johnny read the first one, and then he kind of said, well, I'm not sure the dates if this was, and then they finally got, he goes, okay, I'll read it, you know. I think defense counsel, you know, look, we're armchair quarterbacking, right? I think he should have still let him read the second one, right? He let him read, then he let him off the second one, and he just read it. But no, Johnny, this is what you have to read, and this is what your text said. So that's a lot of damning thing. But then the argument is, right, all this damning stuff that he says, and actually there was a recording of him throwing stuff against the wall, breaking things. You can hear him breaking stuff and just – but – I guess Depp's lawyers are going to argue, yeah, he was upset, but he didn't touch her, you know? And if he was angry and upset, you know, why didn't he touch her if, as she claims? So that doesn't make him look good, but there's still no evidence yet on their side. Well, they're going to bring, Amber's going to come up and testify as to that, what he did to her, right? And that'll be evidence. But on cross-examination, all they've pretty much shown is that he is out of control sometimes and says negative, crushing things, right?
That's true. And if somebody, you know, maybe somebody's out there, so, well, how is that relevant to whether or not Amber Heard's claim against Johnny Depp in the Washington Post article was defamatory? Because, again, those are just words, right? Those are just words. But most... I never had the domestic violence assignment when I was a district attorney. I avoided that in my tenure. However, I friends did, and I used to see the cases. And very rarely did I ever see an allegation of physical domestic violence that was not also accompanied by words. And so it's a precursor, and it's one of the things you show to give a flavor of the overall scene.
By gosh, words hurt.
Yes.
When we come back, we're going to finish up with the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, and you're going to hear what the cross-examination defense lawyers do at the very end so the jury can think about it over the weekend. We'll be back.
Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
For by the IPG Law Group.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
We're finishing up with the Johnny Depp Amber Heard case. Some wild stuff going on. We were talking during the break about how interesting it is and how who's going to be hurt the worst by this. And remember, Johnny Depp, you know, it's going to be a difficult case to win. These cases of libel slander are difficult to win, especially if you're a movie star or a star. But Johnny Depp has got a lot of money coming in from royalties. And Amber Heard's just starting out her career. So, you know, in general, I think it might hurt Amber worse than Johnny. But I think the key is Johnny's just trying to get out there his side of the story. Whether he wins or loses, there's no doubt his side of the story is coming out. And he's going to show what he had to deal with Amber Heard. Right? And that's what he wants. And I think that's what's coming out here. Don't you guys think?
I agree with that. I mean, you talk about just the longevity in the industry. You mentioned Johnny Depp and his body of work. And I think what people forget is not only did they make actors make money on the front end for their fee for being in the film, but they also get royalties on the film, especially if they were an executive producer of that film. They continue to make money. Anytime you see a movie played on Netflix or on television, you know, the movie of the week is replayed, it's on HBO or any of the streaming services, yeah, the movie's 20 years old. The actor's still getting paid for that. They get paid because it's played there. They continue to get that money. And Johnny Depp, he's got, according to IMDb, International Movie Database, maintained by Amazon, he has 93 movie titles to his credit as an actor. 93. Now, you look at that and you say, and a lot of those were blockbuster films that continue to be played. and he continues to make money because of that. You look at Amber Heard. Amber Heard, she's not even close to that. So
I think she's only got one that was very popular, Aquaman, right?
She does. She has Aquaman. Let's see here. She has 48 titles to her credit, but when you go back and look at those titles that she has, I mean, a lot of those are like bit roles, small roles when she was a lesser player, you know, step above an extra, just something, maybe one or two lines, and she has to build that up.
And stuff like that you don't get royalties on.
You would, depending on the number of lines that you have. Yeah. If you, there's just like a three-line rule, something like that. So you do get a little bit. I have a friend of mine who was who did voice work in the first Toy Story movie, and very few. He still gets a royalty every time that Toy Story gets played because of part of it. But again, you're right. It's not a whole lot. You're not making bank like the star of the movie.
Right. She's not getting Johnny Depp royalties.
Absolutely not. And so the question here is, what does that mean for the longevity of their career? And I'll give you a couple of names. Now, these people are not in any way affiliated with the subject matter of the lawsuit, but it's relevant to the discussion of the career. Think of people like Clint Eastwood, Clint Eastwood, Sylvester Stallone, Tom Cruise, those three right there. The reason their careers have done so well, especially Eastwood and Stallone, is because they had the presence of mind to take the money that they made early on in their career and then pump that back into production companies that they ran. They now produce the movies. Clint Eastwood especially. He produces his own films. He stars in them and directs them. Up until recently, he stopped starring in them, but he still directs them. So they don't audition for roles. They see a story. They like it. They make a movie about it. And their star power makes people want to go see the movie, and they make money on that. Cruise didn't do that earlier on, but his latest movies have all been self-produced by him. His production company is taking care of that. Stallone did the same thing. So I mention that because Johnny Depp's career going forward can follow that model. He's got the money to bankroll films that he wants to be in. We're going to talk about Alec Baldwin probably next hour in Rust.
Yes.
With Alec Baldwin was helping to bankroll that film because he had the money and the ability to do that. And so Depp's career, because he can produce the movies that he would be in the future, probably stands a better chance for longevity than Amber Heard's does right now. But, you know, give it a couple of years, people have a way of forgetting all this stuff, and they cast him anyway.
So. And he could be cast as a villain.
Exactly. I think the biggest thing that hurts people's careers going forward in Hollywood is if you're just a jerk to work with on the set. You know, if people just can't stand working with you, it makes it very difficult to move forward, as opposed to some people that are just, you are awesome to work with. We'll take lesser acting ability if you're really cool to work with on the set. So that's probably a bigger indicator. And the stuff that's come out about Amber Heard in this, if true, may play out moving forward. I don't know how she treats people on the set.
We know how she treats her assistant.
According to the testimony, that's correct.
But what's interesting is that how lawyers do this at the very end. So they're wrapping up, right?
Yeah.
They're wrapping up the case, and it's going to be a long weekend. So the attorneys for Amber Heard are cross-examining Johnny Depp. The question is, when do you bring things in? What do you bring in? When do you bring it? Because the juries, this is a long time they're sitting there, but they're going to be sitting and thinking during the weekend. So they bring in, on cross-examination, a tape that Amber recorded of Johnny, supposedly right before their last meeting before they, you know, officially split up. Or officially hadn't seen each other after that. And Johnny Depp is supposedly, the allegations, is trying to cut himself. And Amber Heard is on the tape saying, Johnny, please don't cut yourself. Please. She really sounds like a saint. And he sounds like a villain. You know, I'm going to cut myself. You can barely hear him, you know, but he's clearly not thinking straight, or probably inebriated, or and that whole thing was played And please, Johnny, don't hurt yourself. Don't cut your skin. Don't cut. And then he said something to the effect, I want to cut so I can remember you. This is for you, or something to that effect. And look, you can listen to it yourself and know exactly what it was said. But here's the point. And then it's like, it's about 5 o'clock. And then it finishes up. Well, Your Honor, I guess we're a little bit over. Yeah, we're a little bit over. I guess we can break for the weekend. And it was just, and it literally, and he didn't even ask Johnny any cross-examination questions, right? He just, the defense counsel literally stopped. Well, pretty much done for the day now. Anything else, Your Honor?
Anticipation. Yes. What is he going to ask him? How is Depp going to describe this behavior?
But not yet.
It's like an end of the season cliffhanger. Come back next Monday and find out how this ends.
But it does not look good for Johnny, right? It looks good for Amber. She's trying to save him, and then Johnny.
I agree with that. And I wondered why this was happening. There was a lot of stuff in the opening statements and early on in the trial about the abuse that Johnny Depp suffered at the hands of his mother early on, and how they were treated and how difficult it was for him. And so I see the plaintiff spinning this as, and you heard the effects of that from an early age in this audio clip where he wants to hurt himself because of the way he's being treated by yet another female in his life. That's the spin they put on it, right?
That's what they're going
to
say.
They have to. And so the question is, if the jurors remember everything that happened at the beginning of the trial with those arguments, are they sent into the weekend putting that two and two together through the weekend? Some might say, I understand the point they want to make it, but some might say if this goes colossally wrong for Amber Heard, was that the O.J. try on the bloody glove in front of the jurors moment in this case? You did this. You took a risk, but maybe it backfires.
Right.
But this much we do know. Regardless of the effect ultimately it has on win or lose either side, it was maybe an entertaining or a it wasn't a dull way to go into the weekend, now, was it?
Oh, my gosh.
No, he could say, in the background, she's handing me the knife to cut myself.
Yeah. I don't know, but an interesting, but as we wrap this up, just join us next week on this, because we got one more hour. We're coming back, but join us next week to finish this up. But just a little anecdotal thing to take you out with this. Amber Heard's supporter and friend, apparently, in the courtroom, we didn't tell you this, got kicked out. She was texting Amber or texting others and talking to Amber about the case. The courts kicked her out of the courtroom. So you're not allowed to text or do anything like that. I don't know if she was, who she was texting or what. I know she was talking to Amber during the break. So anyway, we'll be back. We're going to talk about Alec Baldwin, Hour 3. Thanks for joining.
Hear past episodes of Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com. Just click on the podcast tab. Happy listening.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.